saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Neo Gentrix from Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. And we're back with another episode, another feature film section, talking about stuff that either people don't think about, don't concern themselves with, don't want to have nothing to do with, or they just don't know that it even is a thing. Like common sense, it's not so common. But again, that's a topic for another day. I really want to do that podcast. I might do it tomorrow. We'll see how things pan out from this point moving forward. Every day from this point forward, I'll be releasing podcasts like I usually do at 3 a.m. and maybe a subsequent one during the day. Look for that one. Those are bonus episodes, typically. But they'll be included with the standard set as regular episodes. But for now, we're going to go ahead and move on with the next issue at hand. It's 3 a.m. here in Houston, and the temperature is 34 degrees. I promise you, it's going to get colder, but as long as you stay warm, everything will be all right. So, let's get started with today's topic, shall we? Today's topic is bigotry, or things of the like. What is it? Its definition, where did it come from, and then its differences from its alternate wording, and where else it can be found, and misconceptions about it. Now, technically, this would fit into the category of morals and self-behavior, but this is an attitude that most people have. So, I'm going to take a short break and we're going to get started. All right, everybody, we're back. Let's get started. First things first. I did say that we would talk about the definition of the word bigot and what it means and what is it. So, simply put, the definition of a bigot is a person who is obstinately or intolerably devoted to his or her own opinions and prejudices. They don't care what anyone else thinks or what they feel or how they react. They only want what they believe is to be true. And to stay that way. They want you to fit in their little box, essentially. Okay? Especially such people, there are people who... A further extended definition of the word of a bigot is one who regards or treats members of a group, such as a racial or ethnic group, with hatred and intolerance. Hey, hold on a second. In the back of your mind, you're probably thinking, wait, isn't that the same thing as racism or being prejudiced? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We'll cover that a little bit later. But essentially, that's what it is. As far as I know, the word first started being used in the 1660s. As far as, you know, I can remember at least. But... And with that being said, the acts or beliefs and characteristics of a bigot are further extruded by its pluralized form, bigotry, which is, I guess, the same, pretty much the same thing It's essentially the acts or beliefs of the characteristics of a person or of a bigot, such as racial bigotry, which is a thing. Essentially, they're intolerable and straight up go down with their thoughts. That's essentially all they are. People who believe that what they think is true is the only addendum, and that people should all stick to what they believe. Well, now we can move into that topic that I mentioned before, that's a bit of a gray area. And that would be the difference between bigotry and prejudice, okay? To prejudge something as a verb is to give rise to essentially prejudice, especially in someone, or rather a decision or an idea, okay? It also means to make something or result bias. In the field of law, to prejudge means to cause harm to a state of affairs. For example, prejudice, to prejudge children's welfare, okay? It's essentially the whole point of CPS. I don't condone or discondone what they do. They're a necessary evil. In some people's eyes, they just seem evil. But in certain regards, removing the child that's in that whatever situation they're in is better than leaving them there and watching them being tortured. I don't know any human anywhere that actually cares about society or people, for that matter, that enjoys watching other people or other children get tortured. So look at them as a good thing or a bad thing. They're a necessary evil. And again, CPS is a topic for future discussion. It's something I'm planning to cover in another podcast. Anyway, prejudice, when used as a noun, is a preconceived opinion about someone or something without basing it on actual experience, fact, or reason. Essentially, you're prejudging them based off the information you have rather than learning more about them or what they know or why they act the way they do. Essentially, your thoughts are the only thing that you focus on. I've been the target of a lot of prejudice in the past, where people think that I should act and speak or do things a certain way based off of the way they believe, and not once have they stopped to consider, oh, he's probably a product of his environment, they are, you know, or this is just the way he is, or maybe he's doing this way because. That's never a thought, okay? And there is a thin line between bigotry and prejudiceness, okay? Bigotry is most often mistaken with prejudice, with the two being interchanged as various applications. However, they have various meanings and applications which give rise to their differences, even though the two may also be used in the same scenario. They are dissimilar in their standings. So, let's go into the difference between the two, and we'll be right back, okay? All right, everybody, and we're back. So, let's go ahead and talk about the difference between prejudice and bigotry, shall we? First off, definition of prejudice. Prejudice can be taken as a verb or a noun, and when used as a noun, it's defined as predetermined judgment that is based on unverified facts rather than reason and actual experience. Also, it can be defined as the effective feeling one can have towards another or a group solely based on that person's relations. Guess that's a good way to put that. And then, you know, what is bigotry, which is the whole point of this entire podcast. Bigotry is defined as the intolerance of one that one may have against other people who may be holding different opinions from theirs. It also refers to someone who is intolerable or obstinately devoted to their own opinions or prejudices already. See, and that right there in itself gives a clear difference between bigotry and prejudice, because if bigotry is the fact that they stick to what they believe in their own opinions and prejudice, then it can't mean the same thing as prejudice. But I digress. So, moving into the difference between the two. Okay, the meaning of bigotry versus prejudice. Prejudice means a predetermined belief towards someone or something based on unverified information instead of actual experience or reasoning. And that's it as a noun versus its verb form, which is defined as the act of giving rise to prejudice towards someone or an idea or belief to make the results of something become biased. Bigotry, on the other hand, is defined as an intolerance or prejudice towards someone based on that person or something or someone's associations. So it has nothing to do with the way you think. It's more along the lines of, because he's associated with them, then now you have this preconceived notion rather than actually trying to figure it out. Let me give an example. Okay, so an example of bigotry would be the choir leader expressed their differences, difficulties in combating the bigotry they were subject to. The bigotry subjected to the group led them to lose in the finals. Okay, whereas prejudice would be the ambassador expressed his concerns over the prejudice subjected against him and his citizens. Male prejudices against women are not anywhere near lessening. Just to give an example of what I mean. Now, the other names that mean the same as bigotry, based to give a clearer definition of what I'm trying to say, is that bigotry is essentially being biased or partiality, sectarianism, partisanship, unfairness, injustice, discrimination. That's bigotry. Whereas other words that mean the same as prejudice would be a preconception, preconceived idea, prejudgment, preconceived notion, intolerance, or jaundice eye, inequality, inequity, sway, predispose, jaundice. See the clear difference in the words used to define each one? Like, each one of these had their own meaning, but when you think about it, they're their own thing. Okay, you know, the judge's prejudice was clearly manifested during the final performance. You know, their preconceived notion of what they think it should be. Whereas in bigotry, his wife's bigotry towards her stepchildren suddenly became clear to him. Like, she didn't like them. And now it's obvious. You know. Although bigotry and prejudice are often interchangeable, they're differ in various ways as expounded. In simple terms, both refer to strong opinions towards other people or things. However, bigotry is a stronger term and suggests narrow-minded intolerance, while prejudice is more or less strong and refers to a prejudged basis but not presented on any actual set of fact. Okay, so we now know the difference between bigotry and prejudice. But now let me ask you this question. Is prejudice, bigotry, and racism the same thing? Well, no. And there's actually a huge misunderstanding about the three of them. A lot of people figure that because of the way they mean and what they mean, that they're the same thing. Let me go ahead and point this out right now. Like I said, prejudice is when a person negatively prejudges another person or group without getting to know the beliefs, thoughts, or feelings behind their words or actions. And a person of any racial group can be prejudiced against or hold prejudice towards another person or racial group. But the thing to keep in mind is that when it comes down to prejudice, there is no power dynamic involved. Okay? Bigotry is stronger than prejudice and a more severe mindset, and often accompanied by discriminatory behavior. It's arrogant, mean-spirited, but requires neither systems nor power to engage it. Okay? Essentially, you hate something about somebody, you don't know why you hate it, it makes you upset, but rather than doing something about it or trying to, you know, ease it and understand it, you just get mad repeatedly. You're upset about it. Okay? Now, racism, on the other hand, is the system that allows the racial group that's already in power to retain power. Since arriving on the U.S. soil, just to give an example, the white people from back then, not now, have used their power to create preferential access to, like, survival rights, resources, you know, such as housing, education, jobs, voting, citizenships, food, health, legal protection. Wow, I can go on with that list forever, couldn't I? Anyway, essentially, those people, while simultaneously impeding people of color access, access to the same rights and resources, that's essentially racism as a whole. Now, though reverse racism is also a term that's sometimes used, it has never actually existed in America, unfortunately. Back then, white people are the only racial group to have ever established and retained power in the United States, thus making racism more prominent here than reverse racism. Okay? So, to give an to push forth what I'm saying is, you know, there were a lot of risks and hazards when it came down to it as to why the three of them, why these three things have been considered the same thing for so long. And they're, again, like I said, they're not the same, but they've been long since ingrained into our society, and it's frustrating, you know. But anyway, like I said, there is a lot of things going on that have frustrated people for decades. Okay? And there's nothing that can be done about it. But even for me, you know, it's frustrating to hear people argue about whether a person is racist when many have not even considered that word as a whole or what it really means. Many don't even think about the meaning of the terms prejudice, bigotry, yet those words conjure up intense feelings and often get thrown around indiscriminately. You know, the sad fact is that prejudice is just a preconceived notion, whereas bigotry is worse. And when it comes down to bigotry as a whole, it's usually accompanied with discriminatory behavior that is mean-spirited, that includes insults, hitting. You know, it doesn't require a system or power to engage it, but it can create or a climate that fuels other people to feel the same way and retaliate. Have you ever heard the phrase, you know, don't give in to what they're saying, don't respond, don't show that you care? Because when you feed that notion, it makes it worse. The United States has a long history of practices and policies that advantage white people and limit others. This has been a known fact for years. I'm not condoning this fact, but the sad thing is that this has been proven true. And it's an unearned privilege that they have that comes with being a member of the advantaged group and is manifested throughout all our institutions. Racism is prejudice plus power. That's essentially what it is. Bigotry is racism and prejudice now with aggression moving forward. That's essentially its whole dynamic. You know, as time goes on, the privileged take note of their progress, and it's easy to justify their progress as hard work, being totally oblivious to the racist system that operates it. I mean, it's easy then to assume that non-whites are lazy or stupid. They are not. By far not. There are some that work really hard just to do what they do, not knowing that the only reason that they're able to get through is because the system is designed to allow them to. You know, but when one lives surrounded by an unacknowledged privilege and doesn't recognize that the policies that limit access for people of different race, that person is condoning racism, you know, and therefore is racist. Or at least that's the way society puts it. There's a lot of times there are people who are in that system who don't realize this is happening. And it's something that a lot of people need to know. Racism is a topic on its own that I would love to cover, but that's not the main point today. The main point of today's talk is essentially bigotry as a whole and why it's related to this. Okay, like I said before, racism is enacted on multiple different levels. Interpersonal racism is when a person enacts discriminatory practices on another person. Structural racism has to do with policies, actions that limit people of color. Cultural racism is ingrained in false ideology that white people are superior to other people of the world. Structural and cultural racism is manifested, whether intentional or not, based off of the situation that's there. And it's so ingrained in the U.S. society at all levels. You know, to not be racist, but one must be an active anti-racist by recognizing the system that's in place that limits others by striving to bring forth change. I'm not saying that BLM isn't one of those groups, but there's a right and a wrong way to do it. You know, if one is not actively striving for an equitable policy for all people, regardless of race, then to be fair, one is racist. And this applies to both colored people of color and non-colored people. Okay? Recent media has discussed whether people in the White House are racist, and, you know, considering the definitions, prejudice being that, you know, has he made negative statements about others based on prejudgments without communicating or making an attempt to understand them? Or is it bigotry? Has he said insulting or hurtful things about women, people of color, faith-based groups, or has that behavior fueled a climate of further bigotry amongst the people? And then racism. Has he lived in the position of privilege and power that impedes access, you know, lacks understanding of the society, economic, psychological impact of repressive reality, history, you know, things of that nature? These are the questions people should be asking. These are the stuff that people need to think about. You can't just simply go around throwing those words around or blaming people or pointing your finger. It doesn't work that way. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it exists, it's there, but very few people understand, you know, what it truly means and how it goes about affecting the people around them. The point, in fact, to understand is that bigotry is a problem. It's a public health concern, if you want to look at it this way. Okay? Anyway, I guess the whole point of this is, you know, clarity, understanding, reasoning, and belief. It all comes down to what a person stands for, what they believe, and how they wish to act on those beliefs. Is bigotry still a problem in the United States? Yes. And if not anything else, it's a major level concern. You know. And in some cases, I would definitely agree with the health system that it is a concern. You know, bigotry leads to harm amongst different people because it drives people to act on certain feelings and our emotions towards another person, whether aggressive or non-aggressive. There are people who have been hurt as a result of it. You know, it's not a metaphorical feeling. It's not something that is easily removed or ridden of. You know, it's something that's implanted in a person's mind, and they have to either be brought out of it or proved to believe something else. Like, you have to get them to believe that what they think is true is wrong, or convince them otherwise. Otherwise, there is no way to save a person who is stuck in this mindset. And it can hinder relationships. It can hinder their growth moving forward. You know, a lot of people don't realize that they have these problems. They don't realize that this can hinder them moving forward. If you've always had bad relationships, or you think that guys should always be a certain way, then on the side of guys, women hold bigotry towards them, or a prejudice, if you will, because they expect guys to act and be a certain way. They expect them to always want sex. They expect them to always want to touch them. They expect them to treat them wrong. And as a result, there are a lot, you know, going back to what I covered way back in the beginning when I started podcasting on relationships, it forces people to believe that, you know, the way guys act, think, and function is wrong, and that they need to serve women. Now, this isn't pushing womenism or feminism, whichever it is, and that's a whole topic for another day on its own, you know, but it does bring about an example of what I'm talking about. And the reverse is true as well. Men think that women are incapable of doing certain things, that they can't defend themselves, they can't do this, they can't do that, when in reality, women are fully capable of defending themselves, thinking on their own, and supporting themselves. Like, just look at how many women have succeeded and survived throughout history. Hell, a lot of really good books where the main character is a female and they're doing really well, or they're taking on the world, those are written by men. So, you know, but at the same time, there's so many things going on in the world right now. So many other issues and problems, one of which being the coronavirus, and then the other being extreme snowstorms across the United States. I mean, who has time? Who truly has time right now to be worried about stupid issues like this? Yet, here we are, fussing and complaining, whining like a bunch of little kids over stupid things that other people are doing, rather than looking past it, ignoring it, growing, and moving on. If you don't have to deal with something, a situation, or a person, then don't. Now, am I condoning staying at home and hiding from the world? No, but if that helps you get over it, then do it. Just something to think about, something to consider, something to look at in perspective with your own lives. Thoughts, if it were you, put yourself in the other person's shoes and consider the actions or reactions of your actions. That'll be it for today, guys. I'm sorry this episode didn't quite cover what I wanted to on a straightaway note, and I kept getting, you know, off topic a little bit here and there. But again, you know, there's so much information out there, and I'm trying my best to simplify what little I can so I can get it to make it understandable. If it's still not understandable in some regard, then I can always go over it again in a later episode and, you know, dumb it down a little bit more. Or if you want me to go in more detail on certain things, by all means, let me know. Thank you for your time, your effort, your patience. And again, I'll catch you guys later. This has been Neogentrix, food for thought, thoughts if it were you. Enjoy the rest of your day.